Lecture topic, the daily reward of Hajj.
Alhamdulillah, nahmadu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruhu wa nu'minu bihi wa natawakkalu alayhi. Wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyi'ati a'malina man yahdihillahu fala mudilla lahu wa man yudlilhu fala hadiya lahu. Wa nashhadu an la ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lahu. ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا ومطاعنا محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم سابقوا إلى مغفرة من ربكم وجنة عرضها كعرض السماء والأرض أعدت للذين آمنوا بالله ورسله ذلك فضل الله يؤتيه من يشاء والله ذو الفضل العظيم صدق الله العظيم وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم من صلى الصبح في جماعة ثم جلس في مصلاه يذكر الله تعالى حتى تطلع الشمس ثم صلى ركعتين كان له مثل حجة مثل أجر حجة وعمرة تامة قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم تامة 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 أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم. Respected ulama ikram, elders and beloved brothers in Islam, whichever direction we look, we see posters, pamphlets, advertisement inviting us towards a season. This period of the year is synonymous with the phrase season's greetings. Now, this phrase denotes a propaganda that is behind it. The people are encouraged to strive further, to compete with one another. And the competition generally in this part of the year takes place on two planes. One is competition with one another towards financial gain. But this period is regarded as a period where we have to put in the extra mile, the extra effort in business. And to many people throughout the world, this season is a season which denotes an opportunity to have a holiday, to enjoy one another, and hereby strive with one another in increasing ma'asiyat and the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah has made it such this year that the season of competition in dunya and competition in ma'asiyat has fallen at the same time or period wherein Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam another season. And that is the season of Hajj, where here also we are encouraged to compete with one another. But this competition is not for the worthless dunya, but the competition is for akhirat, for gaining the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for gaining the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is indeed ironical and very, very unfortunate that a large section of the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, especially in these troubled times, wherein in every direction the athar and the signs of Allah's anger are imminent and apparent even to a blind person, that instead of recognizing this season for what it actually is, a season towards for going closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we are also getting caught up in the tide and in the propaganda of batil and utilizing this season to go on our holidays, to go for merriment, to go for revelry, to go for enjoyment. That is one section of the ummah, and another section of the ummah, those who are commercially involved, get so involved in acquiring their dunya that they become ghafil of their salah with jamaat also, and they become ghafil of their zikrullah, and they become ghafil of that great opportunity which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving us to gain His nearness and His forgiveness. To have this attitude that mashallah the hujjaj whose naseeb they were hajj was, they are gone and we can carry on as we were carrying on before. My respected brothers, this is great ingratitude to Allah's mercy. Because Hajj does not only affect the Hujjaj. The very object behind this journey of Hajj is not Sa'i is not tawaf, is not Muzdalifah, is not Arafah, is not tying of ihram, is not any of the physical aspects of Hajj. The purpose and the object behind the journey of Hajj primarily is to gain the nearness and forgiveness and love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is a daily obstacle for every believer, whether he is gone for Hajj or whether he is resident in his country, wherever he is. Like ulama explained, they say, Sayrul Qulub, Ablagh min Sayril Abdan. The journey of the heart is more effective than the journey of the body. Kam min wasilin bi badanihi ila al-bayt wa qalbuhu munqati'un an rabbil bayt wa kam min qa'idin ala firashihi fi baytihi wa qalbuhu muttasilun bil mahall al-a'la. How many people there are that physically they have reached Baytullah, physically they have proceeded for Hajj, but their hearts are cut off from the Rabb of Baytullah? And how many people there are that are sitting at home on their beds, thousands of miles away from Baytullah, but not for one second is their heart ghafil and negligent of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the verse of the Quran comes down, which I had mentioned in the beginning, سَابِقُوا إِلَىٰ مَغْفِرَةٍ مِّن رَبِّكُمْ. Allah says, there is a season for a believer. I'm using this word season for our understanding. There is a season for a believer, not only in Zilhijjah, not only in Ramadan. There is a season for a believer every day of his life where he has to compete, where he has to strive, where he has to exert himself, where he has to outdo others. And what is that season? Not in material gain, not in seeing who can clinch the deal, not in seeing who can go for a longer holiday or for a further distance. The season for a believer where he has to compete all the time. سَابِقُوا إِلَىٰ مَغْفِرَةٍ مِّن رَبِّكُمْ وَجَنَّةٍ عَرْضُهَا كَعْرْضِ السَّمَاءِ وَالْأَرْضِ. Allah says, compete with one another to gain maghfirat from Allah and to gain that jannat which is waiting for you, the breadth of which is equal to the distance between the heavens and the earth. أُعِدَّتْ لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا بِاللَّهِ وَرُسُلِهِ. Allah says, I have prepared this jannat for the people of Iman on Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. ذَلِكَ فَضْلُ اللَّهِ يُؤْتِيهِ مَنْ يَشَاءَ. This is Allah's virtue. This is Allah's grace, whom He will give to whomsoever He wants. وَاللَّهُ ذُو الْفَضْلِ الْعَظِيمِ. And Allah is the owner of great virtue and great reward. The effect this verse had on Sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the poor ones amongst them, form a delegation and they come to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Qadada radiallahu ta'ala narrates, قَدِمَ نَاسٌ مِّن فُقَرَاءِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ إِلَىٰ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ. They came and they had a problem to present before Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What was the problem? They said, ذَهَبَ أَهْلُ الدُّثُورِ بِأُجُورِ هُمْ يَتَصَدَّقُونَ وَلَا نَتَصَدَّقْ وَيُنْفِقُونَ وَلَا نُنْفِقْ. They said, O Nabi of Allah, Allah has given some of us wealth, Allah has kept others poor. Now we have a problem. What is the problem? Those of wealth are able to proceed for Hajj and Umrah. Those of wealth are able to make sadaqah and charity. Those of wealth are able to free slaves and do those amal for which the requirement is wealth, whilst we are deprived. O Nabi of Allah, in this world they are better off than us, that is of no concern to us. But because of their wealth, they are going ahead of us in akhirat. And Allah has told us to compete with one another. We don't have the means. What is the facility? What is the answer that is given to us? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, look at the compassion, look at the mercy, look at the love that is contained in the reply. These are ordinary Bedouins, ordinary villagers. He does not enter into an academic discussion with them. He asks them in beautiful, simple terms, tell me, أَرَأَيْتُمْ لَوْ أَنَّ مَالَ الدُّنْيَا وُضِيَ بَعْضُهُ عَلَىٰ بَعْضٍ أَكَانَ بَالِغًا السَّمَاءِ. Tell me, O my Sahaba, if you get all the wealth, all the gold, all the silver, all the diamonds, all the properties of this world, and you pile one above the other, will it reach the heavens? Sahaba said, لَا يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ. O Nabi of Allah, it will not reach the heavens. So he said, أَفَلَا أُخْبِرُكُمْ بِشَيْءٍ أَصْلُهُ فِي الْأَرْضِ وَفَرْعُهُ فِي السَّمَاءِ. Should I not tell you of something, the root of which is on this earth, the branches of which are in the heavens? أن تقولوا في دبر كل صلاة لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر سبحان الله والحمد لله فإن أصلهن في الأرض وفرعهن في السماء. He said, this something whose root is on the earth and branches reaches the heavens does not need wealth. He said, after every first salah, say Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar, 10 times. The roots of this are on the earth and the branches of it are in the heavens. One riwayat it comes, he said, تُدْرِكُونَ بِهِ مَنْ سَبَقَكُمْ وَتَسْبِقُونَ بِهِ مَنْ بَعْدَكُمْ وَلَا يَكُونُ أَحَدٌ أَفْضَلَ مِنْكُمْ إِلَّا الَّذِي صَنَى مِثْلَ مَا صَنَعْتُمْ. He said, I will show you something which needs no money. Because his shariat was not only for the wealthy. This deen is not only for the wealthy, this deen is for everyone. Regardless of his worldly circumstance. He said, I will show you something by which you will supersede those who are with you. You will catch up with those who are gone ahead of you. And no one will get reward equal to what you will get except the one who does what you are doing. They said, O Nabi of Allah, tell us what is this. He said, after every first salah, recite 33 times Subhanallah, 33 times Alhamdulillah, 34 times Allahu Akbar, Allah will give you such reward. Such a beautiful shariat, such a beautiful deen we were given. The point what we are making, my respected brothers, is the mizaj and the temperament and the mindset of Sahaba was also of competition, was also of striving, but they wanted to go ahead of one another with regards to akhirat. And Allah has made our deen such. Such is the mercy of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that those amal which require wealth, we have been given other amal so that those who are unable to acquire it, do not have the means and the wealth, they will still get the same reward. Ulama have mentioned those whose hearts aspire for Hajj, it is impossible for everyone to proceed for Hajj every year. Neither do we have the means or the physical ability. Yet every day, every moment, this believer is given an opportunity to acquire the reward of Hajj. Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Man salla subha fi jama'atin, thumma jalasa fi musallahu, yadhkurullaha ta'ala hatta tatlu'a shams, thumma salla rak'atain, kana lahu mithlu ajri hajjatin wa umratin tamma. قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم tamma. Thousands of rands we are prepared to spend. So much of effort we are prepared to undertake. Nafil Hajj upon Nafil Hajj. The reward and merit is in its place. But that Haji who has proceeded many, many times to Baytullah every day in your masjid, you are being given an opportunity. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that person who makes his Fajr Salah with Jamaat, first condition. How many of us are there for Fajr Jamaat? Then he says, remain in your place of Salah until the sun rises, making dhikr of Allah. And then read 2 rakats of Salah. Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, Allah will give you the reward of 1 Hajj and 1 Umrah. And then, to accentuate or to emphasize the point, if you are in any doubt, because Sahaba knew the reward of Hajj. No time to go into all those hadiths where the virtues of Hajj are mentioned. He emphasized it and he said, Tamma, Tamma, Tamma. Don't have any doubt. Complete Hajj, complete Umrah, complete Hajj, complete Umrah, complete Hajj, complete Umrah. Every day at Fajr time. Man tatahara fi baytihi, thumma kharaja ila al-masjid, li'adai salatin maktubatin. كان له مثل أجر الحاج المحرم ومن خرج في صلاة الضحى كان له مثل أجر المعتمر أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم. He says a person makes wudu at home, then he proceeds to the masjid for farz salah. Allah gives him the reward as if he tied ihram and proceeded to Baytullah for Hajj. If he proceeds to the masjid for salatul chasht, Allah will give him the reward as if he made Umrah. One hadith it comes, daif hadith, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Al-Hujj al-Jumu'atu hajjatul masakin. Juma salah is the hajj of the poor people of my ummah. Auza'i narrates that Yunus bin Maysara once passed by a graveyard and he addressed the residents of the grave And he said, Assalamu alaikum ya ahl al-qubur. Antum lana salaf wa nahnu lakum taba'a. فَرَحِمَنَ اللَّهُ وَإِيَّاكُمْ وَغَفَرَ لَنَا وَلَكُمْ فَكَأَنَّ قَدْ سِرْنَا إِلَى مَا سِرْتُمْ إِلَيْهِ. He said, peace be upon you, residents of these graves. You have gone ahead, we are following behind you. May Allah have mercy on you and on us. May Allah forgive you and us. You have gone, very soon we will catch up with you. Allah gave the residents of those graves the ability to reply and respond. They said, Tuba lakum hina tahujjuna fi shahri arba mirar. Glad tidings, Mubarak to you, O living ones of the Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah has given you the opportunity to make four Hajj in every month. He was surprised. He said, Ila ayn? To where? Where are these four Hajjs taking place every month? So the response came, Ila al Jumu'ah, ama ta'lamuna annaha hajjatum mabruratum maqbulatun. Don't you know that when Jummah Salah is conducted, in one riwayat it comes that person who will come early for Jummah Salah. That person who will come early for Jummah Salah. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says it is like that person who took his Qurbani animal with him and proceeded for Hajj. Don't you know that Jummah Salah carried out correctly is a mabrur, maqbool Hajj. Every week this ummah is being given an opportunity. Uqba bin Abdul Ghafir says, Isha Salah in Jama'ah is equivalent to Hajj. Fajr Salah in Jama'ah is equivalent to Umrah. Hassan Basri rahimahullah said, Mashyuka fi hajati akhika khairun laka min hajjatin ba'da hajja. To fulfill the need of a Muslim brother is better for you than one Hajj after another Hajj. Such a beautiful deen we have been given. For Hajj, so much of effort. With so little effort, Allah is prepared to give us so much. Anas radiallahu anhu narrates, on one occasion, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wassa rajulan bi birri umri, encouraged a youngster to be kind to his mother. And he told him, if you will do this, if you will be kind to your mother, that is a natural inclination. Any person who is insan, realizing the ihsan of his mother upon him, should automatically be obedient and be merciful towards his mother and spend upon her. Despite it being a natural inclination to an insan who is insan, look at the reward Allah is prepared to give. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said to this youngster, if you will be kind to your mother, anta hajjun wa mu'tamirun wa mujahid. In Allah's court you will be raised as a haji, as one who made umrah, and as one who made jihad in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. On one occasion he said, ma min rajulin yanzuru ila walidayhi nazrata rahmatin illa kataballahu lahu bi kulli nazratin hajjatan mabrura. He said a youngster looks at his parents, father and mother, with the gaze of mercy. For every gaze, Allah will give him the reward of one accepted Hajj. Sahaba was surprised. They said, "Wa in nazara fil yawmi mi'ata marra." O Nabi of Allah, one gaze. How much of effort does a gaze take? So they said, O Nabi of Allah, what happens if he looks at his parents 100 times in one day? With mercy. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Allahu Akbar wa Atyab, my Allah is greater than that. Allah will give him the reward of 100 Hajj. Such is the mercy of Allah Ta'ala. Unfortunately, my respected brothers, we fail to realize that on the one hand is Nafil Hajj, on the other hand is that which Allah made farz upon us, that which Allah made compulsory upon us. No Nafil action can ever be equal in reward to that which is compulsory. We find it very easy to give sadaqah and charity. We find it very easy to engage in nafil actions. We find it very easy to go for umrah year in and year out, hajj every 2-3 years. But those obligatory debts that are upon us, that is difficult for us to fulfill. We usurp the rights of others to pay back the wrong that we did to them, we find that very difficult. Fudayl bin Ayaz rahimahullah said, ma hajj wala umrah, wala ribat, wala jihad, afdal min habsil lisan. He said, no hajj, no umrah, no nafil jihad is more virtuous than controlling your tongue and in such a way that you do not hurt the feelings of your fellow Muslim brother. One is the physical aspect of ibadat, where bodily we engage in ibadat. More important than that, my respected brothers, is the purification of the heart. The weight of our amal is dependent on the purity of this heart. This heart being empty of that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala dislikes. Ulama explain, one is the Baytullah, the house of Allah. They say, between the shoulder blades of every Muslim is another Baytullah. Between the shoulder blades of every Muslim is another Baytullah. Let this Baytullah, let this heart, let this dil, shine with the love of Allah. Empty this heart of the disobedience of Allah. Empty this Baytullah of things which take you away from Allah. And that nur will light up the whole world. Sahal bin Abdullah rahimahullah said, Haramun an yadkhulan nur fi qalbil mu'min wa fihi shay'un mimma yakrahuhu Allah. He said it is haram, it is impossible. The nur of Allah, the love of Allah will never enter the heart of that believer as long as that heart contains things which Allah dislikes. That is why the Salaf al-Salihin used to say, Tarku daniq mimma yakrahuhu Allah ahabbu ilayya min khamsi miyati hajja. They used to say to stay away from one penny of haram, which is farz upon you. Staying away from haram is obligatory. They used to say, to abstain from one penny of haram is better than 500 nafil hajj. Stay away from haram, that is more virtuous than nafil hajj. We are not, don't misunderstand my respected brothers, we are not running down in any way the reward of hajj and umrah. That reward is in its place. But daily, we have been given an opportunity of hajj and umrah to acquire the reward of hajj and umrah by gaining the love and the nearness and the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Like the poet says, إِلَيْكَ قَصْدِي إِلَيْكَ قَصْدِي رَبَّ الْبَيْتِ وَالْحِجْرِ فَأَنْتَ سُوَلِي مِنْ حَجِّي وَمِنْ عُمَرِي وَفِيكَ سَعْيِي وَتَطْوَافِي وَمُزْدَلِفِي وَالْهَدْيُ نَفْسِي أَلَّذِي يُغْنِي عَنِ الْجَزَرِي. He says, whether it is my hajj, whether it is my umrah, whether it is my salah, whether it is any aspect of my life, whether it is staying away from haram, my goal and my object, ilayka qasdi, is you, O my Allah. Who is my goal? Rabb al-Bayt, not the Baytullah, but the Rabb of the Baytullah, the Rabb of the Hatim. I am asking for you, in my umrah, in my hajj, in my sa'i, in my tawaf, in my muzdalifah. And then beautifully he says, the qurbani animal which is slaughtered in Mina. Oh my Allah, when I am thousands of miles away from Mina, that qurbani animal is my own nafs. And to slaughter this animal, I don't need any knife to slaughter this animal. We have to stay away from the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This season, masiyat is on the rise. Disobedience of Allah is on the rise. Invitation is being given to us. Let us look within ourselves. Where are our youth? Where are our women folk? With that wealth which we acquire throughout the entire year, December we are waiting for, what are we going to do with that wealth? Are we going to earn the closeness of Allah? Oh Allah, protect us and Allah forgive us when those days that are coming, that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, ma min ayyamin al-amalu fiha ahabba ila Allah ta'ala min hadhihi al-ayyam. That oh my ummah, there are no days in the entire year, there are no days in the entire year where the virtuous deeds are more beloved to Allah than on these days, referring to the first 10 days of Zilhijjah. يَعْدِلُ السِّيَامِ كُلِّ يَوْمٍ مِّنْهَا بِسِيَامِ سَنَةٍ وَقِيَامُ كُلِّ لَيْلَةٍ مِّنْهَا بِقِيَامِ لَيْلَةِ الْقَدْرِ. He said, every fast of these days is equivalent to fasting for 1 year. Every salah of these nights is equivalent to salah on the night of Qadr. What gratitude are we showing to Allah for His mercy by booking holiday here and booking holiday there and by absenting ourselves from the masjid? Ijtima is going to take place in Cape Town. Fikr is taking place in our masjids. Let us not fall into the trap of batil. Let us not be like ostriches with heads in the ground. Take our heads out of the ground. Think back 2 years. When did that tsunami take place? When did the waves of the ocean rise up in anger against the Ummat of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam? How long are we going to continue to sleep? How long are we going to be blind to the signs of Allah's anger that are around us? How long are we not going to realize that we have been given wake up call upon wake up call upon wake up call? It is the season. It is the time for competition, but competition not in dunya, and competition not in holidays, but competing with one another in gaining the nearness and the forgiveness and the mercy of Allah for ourselves and the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. To elaborate, one more incident we'll mention, we'll terminate on this. The mizaj and temperament of sahaba, how they waited for every opportunity to earn akhirat, and they were prepared to give out this dunya. On one occasion, when Ansari came to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he said, "O Nabi of Allah, I have a problem. My neighbor, also an Ansari, his date tree branches overhang into my yard. The dates fall down, my children pick it up, it is very sweet. They can't resist, he gets upset with me." Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam sends for that person's neighbor. And he says to him, "Give me that tree, I will give you a tree in Jannat." So this person says, "O Nabi of Allah, that tree's dates are the sweetest of all my other trees. I am not prepared to sacrifice it for anything." This person could not have been a sahabi, he was a munafiq. Abu Dahda radiallahu ta'ala who overhears this conversation, he runs behind that person and he says to him, "Sell me that tree." So this person says, "I was not prepared to sell it to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. How am I going to sell it to you?" He says, "Name your price." In jest, the orchard of Abu Dahda was famous in Medina, 600 date trees. He said, "Give me that orchard, the land and the trees." In jest he said it. Abu Dahda said, "Don't renege on your offer." This person is shocked, he's taking me seriously. He said, "Of course, I'm not a fool to renege." So he says, "Deal done." And then with joy, he runs back to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and he says, "O Nabi of Allah, what you offered that person, does the same offer stand for me?" Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam is surprised. He was not prepared to, that person was not prepared to sell it for a tree in Jannat. Abu Dahda is offering it to him. So Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, "How did you acquire it?" He says, "I gave him my orchard." Famous orchard, Allah's Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam immediately appreciated the extent of yaqeen of akhirat that was found in the sahabi, and the extent of love which he had for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "O Abu Dahda, that offer does not stand. Kam min adaqin rabah, wadarin fayah li Abi Dahda. For him was only one tree in Jannat. For every tree of the 600 trees in your orchard, Allah will give you one tree and one garden in Jannat." When Abu Dahda hears this, he is overjoyed. He runs to that orchard. He does not want to spoil the transaction in any way. His family, his wife and children are playing in the orchard. He calls out, "Ya Ummat Dahda, come out, come out. The garden is sold. Come out." She is surprised. "Oh my husband, what did you get in exchange for it? What did you get in exchange for it?" What is the response? "Oh Ummat Dahda, I have earned my Jannat in exchange for it. I have earned my Akhirat in exchange for it. I don't want to even waste time to elaborate what the reaction of our wives would be to that type of a response." The mizaj of iman, the mizaj of akhirat was there in Madinah Munawwara. Without hesitation, Rabihal Bay, Rabihal Bay, Rabihal Bay. What a wonderful deal you have struck. What a wonderful deal you have struck. And she with her children exits that orchard. This season has come. The doors of Allah's mercy are open. Let us stay away from haram and increase our striving in earning the closeness and the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then whether we are at Baytullah, understand and appreciate, my respected brothers, the Rabb of Baytullah is still closer to us than our jugular veins. May Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq wa akhir da'wah alhamdulillah.
Syntech CD Productions, bringing the sounds of Islam to you.